Okay, the Gemara begins with Amrav Chiba Ashi Amrav Hamalig Ner Shulchanaka Tzorch Levarich Chiddush. The one needs to make a bracha. Why would I think not? Even though it's a mitzvah drabanan, but we have many other mitzvahs drabanans where there are brachas. And the Gemara will ask later how can you say tzivanu, but making a bracha. So we have a Gemara Sukkah by the mitzvah Arava, where over there the Gemara says, is the mitzvah Arava a minig, or is it a mitzvah? And Rashi says over there that there are certain drabanans that if it's only a minig, we do not make a bracha. So it could be Rav is being mechadish over here that it's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs drabanan, and you have to make a bracha. So Gemara continues, Rav Yemi Yama Haroya Ner Shulchanaka Tzorch Levarach. Not only is the Madlik, not only someone who's Madlik in there has to make a bracha, but also Haroya Ner Shulchanaka, someone who sees the Ner Shulchanaka. And then the Gemara goes back to Rav and explains what are the brachas of Ner Shulchanaka. I'm Rav Yudi Yerishin Haroya Mevarach Shtayim, Madlik Mevarach Shalosh, Kaveilich, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, Veroya Mevarach Achas. That's the first part of the Gemara over here. Now, this member of Rav Yirmiyah, Haroya Ner Shulchanaka Tzorch Levarich, what's this din of Haroya that when you see the Ner of Chanukah, one needs to make a bracha? The bracha is Sha'asa Nisim. What is this? We can learn the din of Haroya Tzorch Levarich in one of three ways. Either that it's a bracha on the mitzvahs hadlaka, that even though it's a berachas shevach, it's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim that he's done for us, that's the nusach habracha, shos nisim. However, it's possible to say that the mechayiv of the bracha is the hadlaka. What's mechayiv me in the bracha is the mais hadlaka, that which I'm doing, hadlaka is nearest now, it's mechayiv me in the bracha. And the chiddush of Yirmi is that even though this bracha is a bracha of hadlaka, but there's another takana over here for the one that will not be able to light, that he could also make the bracha on the Re'iyah alone. Now, the etzim, the bracha of Shas Nisim is like a bracha on the adlaka. When you're doing the ma'is adlaka, you make brachas. You make bracha Shekitshana, you make the bracha Shas Nisim. Yirmi is telling us that afa pikein, for the person who is not lighting, there's another takana over here that he'll make on the Re'iyah, which alludes to the idea that there's something about Re'iyah over here that also can have a bracha. A second way of learning is that no, the bracha Shas Nisim is a bracha Re'iyah. It's on the Re'iyah. That even when you're making the bracha by the Etzim Hadlaka, even when I'm doing it at the time when I'm being Malik, it's also on the Re'iyah. Chazal wa Masakin to Mesadrit Alaner. Just like we have different brachas that are, the Gemara tells us that in Sukkah that they're Masada ala Kois, Shachyanu, other brachas that they said to make when you're doing with the Kois, even though it's not connected to the Kois. So this, they connected it at the time of the Ner. But Be'etzim, it's a Birchas Re'iyah, it's a bracha for seeing the Neris. A Nafkemino could be, and this is what I want to speak about, is a Suma, a blind person. According to the first derech, that's be'etzim a birchas, it's a bracha which is niskan on the hadlaka. So then, l'chayre, the suma who's being madlik neiris, he can make the bracha shas nisim. He doesn't have to see the neiris. But according to the second mahalach, that it's a bracha on the re'iyah, it's a birchas re'iyah. So then, the suma will not be able to make the bracha. He can't see the neiris. Can't see the neiris. Another nafkamina could be there are those that learn, and we'll discuss a little more when we speak about the Rishonim over here, but there are those that learn that perhaps you make the Berchas Shas Nisim after you lit the first candle before you continue the rest, because it's under Iya. First I light, see the candle, and now as I'm continuing, I make the Bracha of Shas Nisim, or after I finish lighting, make Shas Nisim. We'll see the Rishonim talk about it. If there is a din of Emavirin over here or not, we'll get to that. But the third mahalach of understanding this bracha, Berachas Re'iyah, is like, it's on the Zman. Just like there's a din, that when you see a place where a nes took place, just like when you, Haroyas HaMokim, Shanas HaNes, we make a bracha on the makom shenasu nisim laviseinu, so too you make a bracha on the zman that the nes took place. And therefore, b'shas adlaka, b'shas ri'iyah, you're making a bracha because it was during this tkufa that nes took place to laviseinu. And it seems in the shiltas, shilta chavav from Vachai Goin, says such an idea. And with these three mahalchim, we can understand the different shitas in the Rishonim of when do you say the Berachas Ri'iyah. I want to go into a prat today, which is about a summa, a very interesting point of a summa. So we just mentioned that perhaps a summa would not be able to make the bracha of the Berachas Ri'iyah. What about the mitzvah in general? Is he chayv in mitzvah hadlakas neiros or not? So now, we know the Gemara Bava Kama, on the Peizayinom and Aleph, over there there's a machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yudah, if a summa is chayv in mitzvahs or not. The Rabbanan hold a summa is chayv in mitzvahs, Rabbi Yudah holds that they're pata. We paskin a summa is chayv in mitzvahs. Taisvis over there, in Bava Kama, and also Roshana and Megillah points out that even according to Rabbi Yudah, that is summa is pata in mitzvahs, but midrabanan is chayv, which means from Taisvis Mashma, that the Rabbanan Shita, which we pass on like the Rabbanan, the Chayv Deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda will hold the Chayv Midrabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, the Chayv Midraisa and Mitzvahs. So what's the Nidan over here by Ner Chanukah if they will be Chayv or not? So the Magen Avraham in Tav Reish Ayin Hey, Ois Gimel, quotes the Maharshal and Siman, Chuvas Maharshal and Siman Ayin Vav. The Maharshal over there says as follows. Mashal says that if the Summa is married, so he should tell his wife to light for him, and she'll make the brachas. If he does not have a wife, and he has a bias for himself, so then he has to light by himself with the help of someone else, even though he cannot see. But since, says the Mashal, he says, since others could see, so therefore there is Pesuminis. And the Mashal is Medamit in the mitzvah of Tzitzis. He says, just like with Tzitzis, the Pasuk says, Uri Isa Maisoi, part of the mitzvah is seeing the Tzitzis. Hal V'yeshne B'ri'i Aydei Acherim Chai B'Tzitzis. So says the Mashal, Kol Shekein, Shechai B'Neiris Chanukah, Shar Acherim Royim Saneiris, that others could see the Neiris, and Kvar Nifzika, that assumes Chai in all mitzvahs. So what he's saying over here is that what the Marshal is saying is that Asuma is chayv in halakas ner Chanukah, just like it's chayv in all mitzvahs. Havdalah over there, Asuma would not make the bracha because over there it's a din and being nehena from the ner. But Fakir over here, it's also l'shtamish bin ner. It's also to be nehena. So there's no din to be nehena. See, but the fact that others could see the ner is, that's enough. That's enough. We find it also by the Berachas Yetzer. This is a discussion about Asuma making the bracha on our. Since, but over there it says that since he benefits from the R because others help him get around and they need the R, so he can make the bracha. But over here by Ner Chanukah, this is what the Marshal says. Now, I understand. Oh, so that's the Marshal. Comes along the Mara Ketziah, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Mara Ketziah says, no, should not make a bracha. Surely he should not be Moitzi others in the bracha. Should not make a bracha. And Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Tes quotes this Marketziah that he does not make the bracha. What's the reason why he does not make the bracha? So he says Shari Amru Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. The Marketziah's taina is that the Lashon in the Gemara is Haroya. Haraya tzarech sheyivarech, and he's not a roya, he can't see it. So how can he make the bracha? It's mashman, the Gemara, someone who cannot see, should not make the bracha. And then the Mark has a few other tainas, which maybe we'll come back to. But that's one of his tainas over here. Haraya tzarech sheyivarech. So I understand, okay, the Berachas Ri'iyah, the bracha of Shasanisim, he does not make, does not say, because he can't see it. Should that be a reason why he's not chayv in the mitzvah? Let him do that blocker, let him do the ma'is that blocker. At least, and he's being farsim the nais. So why is he pata from the whole mitzvah? Why would you say he's pata from the whole mitzvah? Why would the Markatzi go so white? And the Aruch HaShulchan in Oishei says, V'yesh mishim gam gein v'oyme shesuma lo'yivarech v'nachoyin lasis kein. Kiven the ikar pesume nisihi hari'iya, since the ikar pesume nais is the ri'iya, v'ene roya. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I agree to the Markatzi, because the ikar of the mitzvah is the ri'iya, v'lachein nachoyin b'chol ha'efsh she'yisrachek ha'suma me'levarech. Which is interesting, Lashon. What does it mean she'yisrachek? Either yeah or no. He says, try to find some answer that he should not have to make the bracha. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. But he's agreeing to that idea. Now, if you learn, like the first mahalach we mentioned, which is the Shitas HaRashba, that the Berchas HaRi'iyah is a din in the Hadlaka, that when you're being madlik, the Neiris, you say the bracha of Shasta Nisim, just they were also masakin another takana for the person who cannot light or doesn't have a place to light to make the Berchas HaRi'iyah. So then the Chari should be pasha that Asuma could make the bracha. But what's interesting is that we see over here in this discussion about Asuma that Ri'iyah over here by Ner Chanukah, Ri'iyah is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. We take a look at Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Gimel. Over here the Ramah says, Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Gimel. The Ramah says, he's going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Yeshayimim, Sha'afa, Bisham and Likin, Allah, Vesech, Beisa, even though they're lying for him in his house, Mu B'makim, Shem B'Yisrael, Madlik, B'Brachais. If he's in a place where there's no Yisrael, he should madlik with brachas. Right, so we're talking about over here someone where he's being yaitza with the B'nai Beisai. The people of his house are lighting for him. But if he's in a place, shame by Yisrael, and there's no neighbors around for him to see, madlik with brachas, he should light with brachas, even though he's being yaitza. Says Ramah, ki chayav liris haneiris, because he's mechayiv to see the neiris, v'chein nagin. He's mechuyev to see the neiris. There's a chiyuv over here to see the neiris. What's the makar to it? Mordechai, Shabbos, Perek Beis, Simen Reish Samach Zayin. What's the Mordechai talking about over there? The Mordechai is discussing someone who's found in a place where he's not able to be madlik. He's also not able to see neiris Chanukah. He's chayev to be madlik with a bracha, ki chayev lirois ner Chanukah. Therefore, the chiyuv lirois is even with a bracha. That's how Vaita goes. So it comes out over here that which the Indian of seeing the Neiris is not just a segula or some hechre Indian to see the Neiris. But it's more than that. It seems that there's a chiyuv, ki chayiv, chayiv adam lirois. There's a chiyuv and a mitzvah to see the Neiris Chanukah. As we say in HaNeiris Halalu, Eilon Roshus Tishtavishmim, Ela liroisam bavad, to see the Neiris. Is the Indian over here Re'iyah to see the Neiris. And therefore Chazal would kaveya that even for this person, that even though he was yaitz in the mitzvah back in the house, but he's missing the Re'iyah. He's missing the Re'iyah. It's felt in his mitzvah. It's missing in his mitzvah. So for him, he has to light the Neiris, and it's a mitzvah to light these Neiris just to see the Neiris. Otherwise, he would not be able to make the bracha. The Ramban in Pesachet Pesachim Dav Zayin Omer Aleph, Ramban discusses the Nusach HaBrach over there. The Rishonim and the Gemara discussing the Nusach HaBrach. Why do we say Asher Gishon Tzvei Tzvon LaHadlik and not Al? So the klal of the Ramban is when something which you can be Mekayim through a Shliach, you say Al. But if you cannot be Mekayim through a Shliach, you say Li. Says Ramban, V'oin, kivin sha'aroya nami mevarech, u'mitzvah lirois v'shom p'sumei nisa, kavua, b'lamin, I switched there, what I was saying. Lehalik, right? Leh is something which is when there's no shliach. Al is with a shliach. So he's saying that since there's a mitzvah to see the neiris, you can't see the neiris through a shliach, so therefore we're kaveya with the nusach, so being kaveya the nusach of the bracha, based on the mitzvah to see the Neiris Chanukah. The feast there, it would make sense to say that a suma that cannot see, it should be patur legamrei from the mitzvahs of the Neir Chanukah. Because if the ikar mitzvah is the psume nisa, which is tali and re'iya. So therefore, but this is a chiddush. It's pashtus, a big chiddush, because pashtus chazal and masakin the mitzvah ner chanukah could have been fastened the nes to others, which is the tain of the mashal. The mashal who held that suma does light neris with a bracha. He'll know that the mitzvah is for others to see, even if he himself can't see. But why should we patter him? He could be fastened it to others. That's the mashal's tain of back. But either way, even the mashal will agree that the re'iyah is a fundamental part of the mitzvah, seeing the neiris. Even for you, if you could see, Baruch Hashem, you could see, so you could see the neiris. It's part of the mitzvah. The Makar Chaim, which was written by the Chavis Yoir, in Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, he says as follows. He says, nearly, the ikim mitzvah hu shia malik etzaneiris chatzi shah. Lirois oisam l'smayach bahem. Chavsiyar was in a chesish yid. He says that the mitzvah is, he says the ikim mitzvah, is that the malik should be by the neiris chatzi shah. Lirois oisam l'smayach bahem. Kehem gam kein zeich l'simcha. It's also zeich v'simcha shem malik and achar neis. How do we know that they lit neiros after the neis took place? What does it mean, vidliku neiros v'chatzus kachecha? Says the Chavis Yoir. It doesn't mean that they lit the menorah b'derech neis. That's not what it's referring to. Vidliku neiros v'chatzus kachecha is not referring to the menorah that burnt b'derech neis. Shemken eik achasim en asipor ba'al anisim. V'hochi mashma. He says, so what's the Torah? So midliku b'chatzus hashecha means throughout Yerushalayim, they lit neiris. They lit neiris. Says, v'achi mashma, ein lan rishus l'shtachra el l'roysam bavad, v'lchein haroye gam kem mevarech. That's why it's a din, the roye is mevarech. V'sagi sheyadlik v'yelich lo l'vakam achar. It's not enough just, and we take a look at the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halach Gimel, the Rambam stresses this point, says, l'harois u'legalois hanes. Laharos is part of the mitzvah, is to see the neiris. It's a good question. B'shem Rav Moshe, I heard that's enough 1 minute. But he says half an hour. It's a good question. So what we do see over here is that there is this inyan of lirois in the mitzvah itself. Now, Rav Moshe happens to be a paskin for a suma. Rav Shimon Ida brings it down in his Sefer on Hilchos Chanukah. Brings down B'shem Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe held that the Suma, if he doesn't have a wife or he's not staying by someone else's house where he could be yaitzah with other people, he's staying in his own house, so then, right, a blind person living alone should kindle his own candles, the assistance of others, and B'shem Rav Moshe brings down Shem Mevarech, that he makes the bracha. So the Maisa Suma would make the bracha, even though we have many other paiskim. Mr. Brua, Aruch HaShulchan, which is about, I was thinking that that's the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, she's srachik. I mean, Be'etim, he said, it makes sense what the Marketeer is saying, that Re'iyah is a big chedek of the mitzvah over here, and therefore, this person, this sumo, can't see, is missing in the mitzvah. But to go ahead and say that he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, the gamre, that we're not going to see. So as much as possible, we should try to get him to be able to fulfill the mitzvah in the best way by being yoitza with someone else who could see, either his wife, or if he's staying by someone else's house, that he could be Saimachon over there. Another time that the Marketeer had was from the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Megillah, but that's a weak taina. He says, Af leman dom the suma chay v'chom mitzvahs, duma kol zeh rak midrabanan. But like we were medayik, according to Rabbanan's mashma and Tosfos, it's deraisa. There will be a deraisa for him to be mevarech. Now, so that's what seems to come out, that this chiddush from this one chiddush that's in our sugya. Now, the etzem on the need in itself that we started off with, what is this bracha? So it's very interesting. If you look through the Rishonim over here, on the Sugya, we see how each one took it a different way. For example, the Rashba, and one day in the Ritva, held that Haraya, who's the Raya that's Mevarech? The Raya is not going to light. I mean, if I leave the yeshiva now and I see Neris, but I am on my way home to light at home, I do not make the bracha Berchas Haraya. I don't say Berchas Haraya because I plan on lighting at home. Svari is because the Iker bracha was Niskan on the Adlaka, the Maisa Adlaka. The Masakin that for the person who's not going to be doing Adlaka, that he could also do it on their Iyah. But someone who plans on doing the Adlaka, so then there's no problem of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. L'chaira, once I get to a point where I see the Neiris, so now I have the chance to make the Berchas Riyah, or Bim Kain Mitzvah Riyah. There's no problem, aim Mavir al Mitzvah, like the Lashon and the Ritzv over there is, Levarech al Hadlaka Adif Tfei. He's bothered with this question. He says, but it's better to make it at the Hadlaka. Rashi brings down B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, the Ritzv and Sukkim and Vavam Ralf brings down that someone who did not light, even if he plans on lighting further, aim Mavir al Mitzvah, the Bachos and Tafreshay and Vav. What's the svara to say such a thing? The svara is because the Berchas Haraya is under Iyah. Under Iyah. Therefore, even though you're right, they're Masadr on the Hadlaka. But Emavir al Mitzvahs. Emavir al Mitzvahs. What's interesting is there's a Shita that holds the Ritva brings down a Shita, the Miri holds a Shita, then you make it twice. Once B'Shas Teriya, right, when I see the Neiris, and then a second time when I do Adlaka. Meaning there's two Mechayivim over here. There's the Mechayiv mitzad the Riya, and Mitzayiv achad Adlaka. So even though I already made the Bracha on the Riya, but now I'll make it again when I do the Adlaka. The other way around won't be, because in the Adlaka, you have to write both Mechayivim. But if I first saw it before I was lighting, then the Rambam and Shuvis, I think the Maram Kaimis on tomorrow's Maram Kaimis, maybe we'll give different, it's today's? Oh, the Shuvis, the Rambam, is Mamash HaChiddush. And perhaps you can learn like this in Rashi, Achav Gimel Mar Aleph. It's not clear if Rashi is saying two pshatim or one pshat, but in the Shuvis, the Rambam's Mashma, that even if I made the bracha on that laka, I still make a bracha riyah, and I could be making the bracha riyah many times throughout the day. Every time I see it, I make a new bracha riyah, which is not like the mashmais of the Rambam in Yad, Paragim Alacha Dalet. Rav this mashma only if I didn't make the bracha yet, do I make the bracha riyah. But again, so all these different shitas are playing with the hakira of what is. Just to mention the Meiri, I'll just end off with that. The Meiri says, Mi she'en le lahalik ve'ine b'magum she'ef she'le lirois, yeshayim shemvarek la'atzme she'asin nisim, v'advarim nirin. Someone who is not planning on lighting, he's not in a place where he could light, so yeshayim then makes the brach of she'asin nisim. What would the svar be then? That would be like the third side we mentioned, is the etzim zman that's mechayiv the bracha. So even though he has no ability to light, but still make Mishas Nisim on the Zman. I think we covered a lot of the Maram Kermis they put on for tomorrow. So it could be tomorrow I'll bring in a separate sheet with some more Maram Kermis. But I want to go into the Inyan of a little more about the Birchas Shas Nisim and maybe touch on the Brach of Shachyanu. The Gemara says, Shachyanu we only make once, as opposed to Shas Nisim we say every day. Okay?